Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim. We are live and in living color coming out of Philadelphia. The first thing we're going to do, we're going to go for our daily assertion. We don't pray, we assert, because we know that the universe works for us, and we're in control of the powers that's coming through us. You know, yeah, we're in control, okay? You say God is in control, quoting Psalms 82. I'm the guy that's in control, okay? So I'm in control of my life. This is our searching for today. As I daily learn the knowledge of myself and the wisdom to seek the author's counsel, I come into the understanding of how to proceed so that I can live on earth in peace and without poverty. I understand that everything in the universe is made up of the same divine energy, and that I am a former of that divine energy. As I begin my day reforming this energy to serve my purpose, I respect and preserve the great right that I have as an extension of my energy. As I start my day, I begin with my access points of power, Christ and Allah, and I am grateful to be a part of this great universe that my ancestors have formed for my benefit. So let it be written, so let it be done. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reaping what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of your lightning, and I will get what I want. Now, that's something to think about. What is read what you sow? Let's just run that down for a minute so that you can get to sort of be on tape every day. To be good and to follow the universal law of kindness and honesty, the law of read what you sow, is the path of the enlightenment. I know we hear a lot of people saying that, but what does it mean? The universe works for me. So by me monitoring my thoughts, it will grant me what I want. There's another saying, be careful what you ask for, you just might get it. You got it. That's how things work. What I think about, I bring about. So if I put out thoughts that do not promote good for others and the rest of the planet, that's what the universe will provide for me every time. If I put out thoughts that do promote good for others and the rest of the world, that's what the universe will provide for me every time. So I must never think about what I don't want, because that's what I will get. I will always keep my mind focused on what I want, and that's what the universe will provide for me. I must remember to center my thoughts around the art of being honest and good, and the universe will keep me in a state of bliss. If I have to believe in something, I believe in good and all those that do good. Okay? In the name of Jesus the Christ, Marcus the Messiah, Garvey the Christ, and Elohim the Christ, into thy hands I commit thy spirit. Okay? Now, we're going to play a little bit of our national anthem, and then after we do that, we're going to get into our program for today, okay? So here we go.
Thank you.
There you have it, as our national anthem, the age of freedom has come. But until you're ready to work for it, evil will not let you be. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now we're going to get into get right into the topic for the day. But before we get into it, I want to recap a little bit on what we talked about the other day. We talked about being made and not created, because that's so important. But if you think you're less than anything than what you're not supposed to be, then that's how you're going to function on a day-to-day basis. That's how you're going to function through life. So you have to get yourself into a mindset as to who you are and the things that you can actually deliver and the things that you can actually do, you know. A lot of times we don't do our things because we don't think we can, but you can, you know. We're dealing with Genesis today. We're going to go through just some of the stuff we talked about yesterday, but we're going to culminate with the story of Cain and Abel and the code. That's the story of Cain and Abel. This is what we're talking about. Now, we're not here. We're not going to debate the Bible with you. We don't debate the book. Because the Bible is written in different levels. So wherever you are, that's where you're supposed to be at. And we don't want to change it from that point because it might interrupt your conscious flow and have you doing things you're not supposed to be doing. Okay? if you look in Genesis 2, 1, 2, and 3, it said he rested from his work, from the work that he has made. There's a difference between made and create. Now, they use the words interchangeably, you know, to confuse you so that you don't realize the trick that's being played on you because you don't know the codes of what's going on, you know. To make a thing, you make a thing out of what's available, out of material that's here. Like when your mother had you, she didn't create you. She made you out of the material that was between her and your father, you follow what I'm saying? So that means that you were made. To create, you have to make something from nothing. And only time we can deal with something from nothing, you have to go back to the uncaused cause. That was caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. Okay? So, and even then, we don't think that there was a creation. We think that that you go back to a point when something's just here. It was just always here, okay? It wasn't created because you can't. If something created something, then who created that? If something created it, who created that? And you can go on and on and on and on, and you just give yourself a headache. You know? You have to come to the conclusion that there, at one point in this universe, something just was. It was just here. And from that, everything came into existence. And that thing that was just here is actually energy. Everything in the universe is made up of energy, and you can check it, you can Google it, you can do whatever you want with it, but that's the truth. You're made up of energy, everything is made up of energy. Now, this conscious energy, well, all energy is conscious. This is something that we need to realize. All energy is conscious. You say, well, I don't know, I put my computer on, and with the computer chips and all that, my computer do this, cut the power off. Take that electricity out of the computer and see what it do. It's not going to do anything because the electricity is conscious. And from the consciousness of the electricity, this is what the chips and everything are able to make because the consciousness of electricity is consistent. It will constantly flow from negative to positive, period. You know what I mean? So this conscious energy seeking a positive flow or a negative flow, and this is how you can determine whether the chip is going to be negative or positive, and then you can actually do things in the chip to make it work because of the consciousness of the electricity. All energy is conscious, and this is how we use and manipulate energy because it's actually conscious, okay? Now, that's a whole nother lecture, so I don't want to get into too much of that. But I just wanted to just redo some of the stuff that we talked about the other day before we get into the Adam and Eve story. We talked about the Adam and Eve story a little bit the day before yesterday. We were supposed to get more into it yesterday, but things didn't work out. I wasn't on the air yesterday, so we're going to just continue where we are, okay? Now, this is Genesis 1, 2, and 3. Just watch how they use the term made and how they use the term create. When they use the term create, that's to manipulate you, to make you think that you're less than and not equal to something. That's the trick, okay? When you're breaking these codes down, you got to know how they're manipulating you to get you to give them huge amounts of money. Where they live in a $5 million house and flying around in jets, and you're barely paying your rent. There's a methodology to that. And this is what we're getting into now. Let's wake you up from that. You know, we're trying to give you a DNA awakening, but you have to be looking for this. You have to be searching for this. If you're not searching or looking for it, well, the universe is not going to bring it to you, because what you think about, that's what you're going to bring about, okay? Now, in Genesis 2:5, everything, it says that in Genesis 2:5, it says that it brought forth the plants and seed, the plants and trees and all that. This was before the earth, right? So how are you going to bring forth something without planting? You follow what I'm saying? So the seeds have to be made first. Now, everything that's being made is a process. You don't just comb five comb, be it is. That's just not how it works. There's a process for everything. And when the 1% got a hold of this book and realized that when they talked about God made so-and-so, but they were talking about them, they were saying, well, if I made it back then, how can I make it now? So they begin to get into the process. They call this process science. Can we manipulate seeds and stuff now? Ask Monsanto. Monsanto is into that type of work right now. So the seeds have to be made before it can be put into the earth for the earth to grow the trees and all of that. And it's telling this right in the book, okay? Now, you know, because, I mean, God was making plants before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, right? Now, if you put something in before it grew, you got to make the seeds yourself. So there's a process. Now, where do we get the information from to make the seeds and stuff? In your DNA, every plant, every animal, everything on this planet is made out of your DNA. You can manipulate your DNA to make everything on this planet. And we're getting into that knowledge now, but it's already in the book. Once you know how to break the code down, it's in there. It's telling you that these things happen, that we were making plants and seeds before they grew. We're talking about seeds, okay? And this process is called seeding, but the seeds have to be made. Where did we get the blueprints for the seeds? All right, the blueprints for the seeds come out of your DNA. And there's so much information and knowledge in your DNA. It's just absolutely amazing, okay? Now, in Genesis 2:5, for the Lord God made, had not caused it to rain, upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Now, why is it so important that he deal with the water, right, before he deal with man? This is the beginning of this cloning process. And when they talk about, and on the seventh day, he rested from what he had made. That's what it says, word for word, from what he has made. They use the term made. You just have to be conscious of what they're trying to do when they say made and when they say create. There's a difference between the two concepts. There's a difference between the two thought processes, because everything they talk about is a thought process, okay? And so he rested what he made. And then they talked about, and on the seventh day, it was sanctified. Now, we talked yesterday, if you look up the word sanctified, right? Separating the negative from the positive, the good from the bad, the things that you want. This is all part of the cloning process that was getting ready to take place, all right? So getting you ready for the cloning process. And we're talking about from the earth, he brought up mist, that steam, okay? We talked about that. All this is in Genesis, but you have to understand the code. you have to have purified water in order to clone. All right. Now you're saying that. now we're talking about there went up from the earth and the water. The water the whole face of the ground. You see, all these are codes that they're trying to give you to break things down so that you know what's going on. Okay. Now this clone person. Now we're going to get into the Adam and Eve hookup. Okay. Now. This clone person, all right? Now you have people that were cloned, And there are people that was not cloned. That's why they talk about making men and women in two different sections of the Bible. The first section said he made men and women, and so it was good, in his image and likeness. All right. The second process was when he brought formed Adam and Eve from dust through the and breathed the breath of life in Adam, and then from Adam, right, he put Adam in a special place. All right, he separated Adam from everything else. Now, what happened to the first people that he made? And you have to think about this. The first time we talk about he made men and women in his image and likeness, what happened to them? See what I'm saying? They were here. So you have a clone people, and you have a people that weren't cloned. All right, now the reason why I'm getting into this is because when you talk about we're talking about Adam and Eve, and they had two children, Cain and Abel, and one of the children got killed, and then he left his parents and went and got married. Okay, who was this guy married? See, this was a clone man marrying into the people who weren't cloned. Okay, now who are the clone people? You got Yeti, Sasquatch, the Abominable Snowman. These are the clone people. They are the ones that's actually indigenous to the planet. Okay, and you say, where did they come from? These people was cloned from you. They was cloned from, well, what Ahmad Muhammad called the original man. But out of this cloning process, and that's why in certain portions of the Bible, when it talks about the God saw the children of man and sort of the female of a man and sort of they were fair, we'll get into that particular portion of scriptures at a later time, but I'm just letting you know that if you're dealing with the code and understanding who you are and what's going on, but first you have to recognize who you are. And when the European found this book and realized that they were the God that they were talking about in this book, he said, well, we have to figure out how we did it back then. If we can figure out the process that we did back then, that we can do the same thing now. And that's what they're about. They're trying to recreate the process that the book talked about in the beginning, manipulating the huge land masses. You just see some of the machines they got out there that's digging tunnels and moving dirt and all that there. I mean, they're determined to find this process out, but this process is locked in their DNA. So all they have to do is think about that's what they want to do, and the information will be made available. You know what I'm saying? You think that these inventors all of a sudden come up with these brand new ideas? No, the ideas are already in them. But the thought process that they enter in to bring these things into existence, this is where it's coming from. They actually, through their thought process, actually bring about what's in their deed to give them the answers to whatever questions that they're answering. And you have to ask the question, knock, and the door shall be open. You know what I'm saying? But if you ain't answering the questions, how are you going to get answers? So they put you in a mindset where you don't answer questions because they tell you, well, you were created. And if you listen to some of the sermons of the preachers out there, they constantly tell you, God is in control. Okay? And they put you in that mindset where he's the best planner and he's the best this. This comes from the Nation of Islam. All of them say the same thing. They want to take you out of the mindset that you, as an individual, have the power to control your life, to control your destiny. You have the power to become whatever it is you want to become, okay? Now, I'm just giving you the code that there were two types of people. There was a clone being, and there was a regular being. Now, the beings that weren't cloned, right, they come to this planet. But the people that were cloned are indigenous to this planet. Right? And who are the indigenous people? That's what we're talking about. Yeti, Sasquatch, and all those people. And they're mating with these people today. You can go on YouTube and look it up. They're having children with the, I don't know whether it was Yeti or, well, it wasn't the Abominable Snowman, but I think it was Sasquatch. The guys were having children with Sasquatch. They had babies by Sasquatch. And in the garden, if I don't understand, their consciousness wasn't at the level of the of modern man, all right. And then when you deal with Yeti, Sasquatch, and those guys, their consciousness is not at the level of yours. They have a lower conscious mindset. Their mindset is totally different than yours. Their speech pattern is totally different than yours. Everything is totally different than yours because they were made from the cloning process. You know what I'm saying? So, and they were made to till the planet. They were made to till the earth. They were made for this planet. You were not made for this planet. You were made to monitor the universe. Following, that's why we have such a drive to get out there, because we're supposed to be out there monitoring the sun, monitoring Mars and Jupiter and all those places to make sure that everything is working properly. You know, this is what we're supposed to be doing. You know, and the evidence of that is all around you. If you realize that you're not a created being, but you're a made being. You know, they have certain things like that, like you're in the mob, and they say you're a made man. You know, that means can't nobody touch you. You're the man, you know. You're part of the very essence of what the mob is about. And you're being made by source, out of source energy. You're part of the very thing that everything is made up out of. And that's what's going on. So when you get into these stories, there's a process from you to help you redo the things that they're talking about in the book. But you have to realize that every writer of those books in the Bible were smarter than you are today. They knew more than you did today. It's just that the language that they're using is different. You know, when they talk about the rib, but that's the DNA structure. If you look at the DNA, at the helix of the DNA, it looks like a rib, man. You know? And this is how they wrote stuff up so that you'll know what's going on. But they did it in such a manner that if you don't realize from the beginning who you are, you can't crack the codes, because everything stems from you understanding who you are and being aware of who you are, knowing who you are. That's what it all stems from. It's no coincidence that everything we've done now, 20 years from now, we can do more, do better, and keep going on and on. So from that point on, we are the things that we can do is determined by who you think you are. You know, if you feel as though that, well, I'm a carpenter, well, if you think that's all you can do, then that's all you're going to be doing, just carpentry work. But if you think that you're a god and you're unlimited, then you're gonna be doing carpentry plus, electrician plus, you're gonna be music plus. I love music, but I'm saying, but I'm not only doing music because I know who I am. I'm doing so much. I got books and everything else going on out there because I know who I am. If I want to do it, all I have to do is set my mind to it, and I can do it. And most of you on the line right now, I'm sure that you realize that once you put your mind to something, you actually get it done. Once you decide, this is what I'm going to do, then this is what you do, okay? Now, this is Brother Elohim. I want to tell those that are on the line, I thank those that are on the line for calling in and participating. I appreciate you calling in and listening. Now, if you have a comment or a question or something, you can just push one, and then we can get into that. And, you know, we can hear your comment. And if you have a question or business or something, then we can do that, okay? But right now, the topic for today, we're dealing about we're dealing with the Adam and Eve situation and Cain and Abel. That's what I want to get into, Cain and Abel. And when they did that process, right, in the first process, they said, let us make men and women, okay? Because it takes two to tango. They weren't just out there by themselves just snatching stuff out of the air, making things up, you know? There's a process for everything, all right? And when he decided to make man, he just said there wasn't a man to till the soil, but it wasn't no us involved. He had, although there was scientists, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told on this a little bit, and this was my first inkling that something was different about the book. But when he said that the Adamic man was the Caucasian, that's how the Honorable Muhammad told us. So there's a difference between the Adamic man and the other people in the book, but he went into a racial thing with it, and it ain't has nothing to do with race at all. It has nothing to do with, it's telling you that there was a people made for the planet, and there were people that were made dealing with the universe and the stars and all that. So there were two different people, okay? And the ones that were flying the planes and all that kind of stuff, you know, they were called the gods from above, and they saw the God, the people on the earth, and saw that they were fair and decided to mate. Well, you know how the stories go, but these are codes telling you what was going on and what you personally are capable of and what you can do. Everything, there's a process for everything. So the first thing you have to deal with is, what do I want? And is there a process for me to bring about what I want? And it all starts with what you're thinking about and what you're trying to do. Now, once you realize that you're God, then you have to understand what is God's job here on the planet. We're supposed to be feeding the 6 billion people on this planet, maybe a little more by now, but you're supposed to be food, clothing, shelter, and security for 6 billion people. This is how you're supposed to be thinking. How can I feed the planet? How can I get off the planet to check on Jupiter and Mars and all those places that I set up out there? How can I do this? And once you realize who you are, once you ask yourself how and begin working on the how, the information will begin to come to you, okay? The first car manufacturers weren't Europeans. That's what they teach you in school. They were black people who had a car manufacturing plant that have a higher quality than Henry T. Ford. They just not giving you the information. But you were doing stuff long before this guy came over here with the big gun and started killing and murdering everybody, taking over their house. You were doing things long before this. If you go back into the pyramids, they have the pictures of the helicopters and the ships and the submarines and all that stuff. It's right up on the pyramid. So, you know, we were doing all this stuff before. So what happened? What happened to make us retrogress to such a state that we're in right now? Somebody flipped the script. Somebody wanted you to believe that they were God and all that, and you were to serve and worship them. That's when we started to retrogress. When we started not thinking of ourselves as who we really are and start looking for somebody else to manifest and do things for us. If you deal with the 1%, they understand this. If you deal with the stuff that they're making, the foods and the processing, everything is being made easy for you. They don't want you doing nothing. I'll put it in a microwave. They got the food packages already made up. You ain't got to cook no more. Just throw it in a microwave. And you got your, the hungry meals. And they don't want you to think in terms of doing for yourself. They don't want you cooking. They don't want you cleaning. They don't want you doing anything, all right? They want to be of service to you. They want you to depend on them as their God, okay? And their main goal is to take control over your slave. I'm going to go through this just a little bit. I talk about this all the time. But see, you are a slave master. That physical body of yours is your slave. And their job is to trick your mind into thinking, all right, that they should be in control of your slave and not you. When you go to the doctor don't want you questioning him. You know what I mean? Well, he's the God of medicine. And you don't question me. I done spent $150,000, $200,000 to practice and get this information. How dare you question me? You question the doctor, sometimes they get mad. They get mad at you, you know? And they get a little attitude because you think you know a little bit about medicine. You know, the only difference between you and the doctor, if they're not smarter than you, is the books that they read. You reading love stories, and they reading books about anatomy. That's the only difference. If you go read the same books they've read, you'll know just as much as they know. You know, so it's just a question of who you are and being aware of who you are and knowing what you're capable of. And what you're capable of is unlimited, unlimited. You know. So right now, I just want to talk a little bit about who I am. I'm Elohim Christ, and I'm here trying to bring you, trying to uplift you to understand that the Bible is full of codes, and things that you can do to uplift your life. And you can use the Bible, the codes from the Bible, to bring yourself into a better state of existence. You know, this is what these shows every day is going to be. Well, I can't say every day, but hitting and missing here because of the I'm not in totally in control of the boards and all that, but my goal is to be here every day, all right, at least for an hour, just to talk to you about, just to give you a different thought process on this book. This is a very powerful book, all right, and you got people that are throwing it in the trash. People say, oh man, I'm not into that Bible. That Bible is it don't. There was no Moses. There was no this. There was no that. You know, there's message there in the stories. The stories were there to give you a message from your ancestors to keep you on track. That's what the book is for. Okay, and so, but it's written in different levels. So now, also, I have the calling number for the show. It's 516-453-9230, and we're going to be here every day from 7 to 8. Now, lock that number in, because if I text you and you get a different number, don't worry about the new number. Just go to the old number, because sometimes, you know, my fingers hit the wrong button or something, you know, and the text go out. I say, oh, man, I got the wrong number out there. But that's the number, so lock it in, and you can just call every day at 7 o'clock. And most days we're going to be here. You know, I can't say every day because, you know, like I said, I'm not in control. I'm not in total control of what's going on with these boards and stuff. So most days we're going to be here, and we'll be here from 7 to 8, okay? Now, I have a CD on the market called 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. You can go to it's on Home Depot. Not Home Depot. Boy, I'm telling you. I've been building stuff so much all week. I'm still doing my Home Depot. You can go to Amazon. You go on Amazon and type in Elohim Christ, and my CD will come up. You can go to CD Baby and type in Elohim Christ, and my CD will come up. You can buy the whole CD, or you can just buy one song at a time from CD Baby. If you just want to listen to it, you can go to YouTube. You can go on YouTube and type in Elohim Christ 10 tracks. Jesus is coming, and my songs will come up. All things, the whole album will come up, and you can listen to it. And the book, Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume, you'll be able to get that. Okay, you can get it on Amazon. That's I think it's going for about $50 right now. So, but that's out there, and it's so much in that book. Some of the stuff that we're dealing with actually comes out of the book of Tyrannical Scriptures. Well, I got part 1, 2, and 3 in there. Part 4 will be out soon. So I'm just letting you know. And you can get part 2. It's on a CD. So you can get Tyrannical Scriptures part 2 on a CD. And you can order that. I think it's about $7 up like there. So the information is out there. Like, I got my GoFundMe page. You can go to Facebook and hit up Elohim Christ GoFundMe. And we're trying to create world peace. And we can do that if the mindset of the five tribes, all right, begin to lock, begin to understand, begin to work together, and get out of the madness that one tribe is more better than another tribe and all that. And each group does that when they're trying to secure people, members, and trying to take charge of your slave. It's easier to build people, to get people to be around you when you have when you're dealing with an enemy. You know what I mean? I mean, it's something about hate. It's just, you know, hate, and love will do the same thing too, but see, people just seem to get more fired up. When you're ready to go kick somebody's butt, yeah, let's get them, let's go get them, you know. They seem to get more fired up, they're agitated, because we like to fight as it is, you know. We like the drama, you know. So, but there's no reason for the five tribes to be at each other's throats. We should be working together to bring about peace and harmony around the planet. When I say peace, I'm talking about set up a system whereas the people that are dealing with kindness and love have a strong enough military to keep those who are under the doggy dog culture from just coming and taking what you got. Because if they feel as though they got the might, They think they're right, and they come in to get what you got. And if you history, all you got to do is go into history. History will prove me out all day long. If they got better armaments for weapons, planes, all that stuff than you do, they coming for you. That's how they roll, you know, because they think they're supposed to take it. I was watching one TV series where the guy said a man is supposed to take what he wants. I said, yeah, right. You know what I mean? So, and then you got to be careful because they might come and discover you. You ain't even sleep in your house and say, oh, look what I discovered. I think I'll move in. You know what I mean? They discovered 80 million Indians here, but look what they discovered, you know? So they come in with the weapons and the guns and they just took over because they discovered it. You know, you go outside and discover somebody's Cadillac like that there, and they'll lock you up, you know. That's what I'm saying. But you don't have the military might to put these people in jail, you know. They're all this border trouble, but the Mexicans and all that, that is Mexico, you know. They just came in and took it, you know. And then if you're a line in the sand, you cross this line, you have to fight us. We don't have the military might to go up against them to fight, and we don't really want to do that. You know, we don't. Millions of people are going to die. The next war, I think we're going to lose close to 1 billion people. That's what the projections are on the next war, you know. So the object of the whole thing is just to keep it from happening, okay? So this is your brother Elohim, and I see we have my my brother on the line. So let me open up his mic and give him a chance to tell you a little about his show that comes on Saturdays. And he'll be able to tell you every day now, oh, yeah, my show's on Saturday. Come listen in. We're going to make you aware of what the heck is going on out here. 1927, your mic is open. You want to give us a little tidbit right about now about what you do on Saturday? 1927. I said 29. I'm sorry. 1927. Are you there? Okay, so we'll get back to him a little later. Okay, I'll wait till he put his hand up. He might not be ready to talk right now. But, okay. But, you know, there's so much going on, so much that we have to be made aware of. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring you into the codes and things like that, what you have to do. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about that money. You know, everybody needs to talk about money. So we're going to talk about a little bit about money today and how you can find out what to do with money through the Bible itself, because the Bible talks about money. But you get into the story, we're talking about the story of Joseph. You know, when they we get caught up into the stories. You know, Joseph wasn't dealing with father and. His father liked Joseph the best, and his brothers got jealous and took Joseph and threw him into a hole, and he was kidnapped and sent back down into Kemet, you know, which they call Egypt, and so he had to deal with Kemet. And then the stories about him having trouble with the Pharaoh's wife tried to get with him, and when he wouldn't get with her, she got mad, and you know, we can get into the whole story, but the whole thing is how was Egypt saved? Now, Joseph was able to save Kemet, all right? Now, how did he save Kemet? He told Pharaoh, he said, Pharaoh, for 7 years, you spend, 7 years you eat the food, and for 7 years you save the food. See, that's 50% budget, all right? Preachers don't break it down to you like that there because, like I'm saying, they want to be in control of you, your money, and what's going on. But that's the 50% budget. It's right in the book, you know. So right now, if you spend half and save half, you'll be able to purchase land. Land is the key to this whole thing. You'll be able to purchase property and land. Now, since we're not Pharaoh, okay, and we're not dealing with that kind of money that Pharaoh had, the next thing is, how do we get the money to start purchasing this property using a 50% budget? Well, let's get into that for a second, all right? We're going to talk a little bit about economics, just a little bit, you know. Economics is when they use economics, quiet is what is kept, is somebody else working and paying you. If you don't have somebody working and paying you, you actually don't have economics. What you have is a job, okay? I still don't understand why Maybe my switchboard is not working. Okay. But I can't seem to access the board. So if you're hitting one and I don't bring you in, just hang up and call back. And maybe that'll allow me to bring you in so you can talk about what you talk. So you can talk about what you need to talk about, ask the questions or whatever. And I apologize. I see a couple people hanging up and calling back now, but I still can't get through what you're on the board. So, because the one is not coming up. It's not saying that, you know, oh, I got something to say, you know. But anyhow, so that we're going to keep going, all right? So what I suggest that you do, now, this is to the parents. Don't be in a hurry to push your children out of the house, all right? Especially when they get out of high school. And if they get out of high school, encourage them to work two jobs. Live off one and save the other, all right? And in 2 years, most jobs pay at least $10,000 a year. In 2 years, you have $20,000 saved up. Once you have that $20,000 saved up, don't go straight to the real estate. You go to sheriff's sale or foreclosure. And you go and you bid on a nice little piece of property, right? Preferably three stories if you can. But not two-story will work because you can work with two-story properties as well. You bid on the property. And you live in a basement. You take that basement, funk that basement out, turn it into something really nice. You stay down there and rent the three rooms you got upstairs, the three-bedroom house or the three-story house. You rent the three rooms out. If you get $400 or $500 a month for each one, that's $1,500 a month, okay, coming in. That equals one of the jobs that you're working. You get another property, do the same thing. That equals the two jobs that you're working. And you, at that point, you don't have to work anymore. Okay, you have what we call residual income. Once you buy the house and fix it up and you get the renters in there, you don't have to keep buying the house over and over to make the same money. And as long as the house is there, you can make that money. That's what we call residual income. Residual income is somebody else working and paying you. People be working and paying you rent, all right, and that will be going on. And this is what the 50% budget is all about. So you don't have to be in a hole. And you can do this through the real estate and pay for college, you buy that new car that you like, whatever you want, you know. But you have a support network through the real estate to help you get these things, okay? We just talked about economics today. Now, we're going to be going through a few things to help you along the way to get where you're trying to go, to get the goals that you're trying to drive. People are calling me trying to get in, but I can't answer the phone right now. Because I'm on air. So, we just have to get, I'm on air right now, so I can't really answer the phone. So, I don't know why the board's not working properly, but I'm assuming that everybody can hear me out there because my line is still live. Since my line is live, I'm assuming that everybody can hear me. Let me open up a couple of mics here. And, nothing's happening here. So, anyway, I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to keep going. We got about 15 minutes left. So we're going to keep talking about economics for a minute, and then we're going to get back into the Bible. Well, we're still talking about the Bible because we're talking about the story of Joseph, right? And we're dealing with economics, okay? We're talking about the 50% budget. How you can work for 2 years and save that money and go ahead and start buying that property, and then you can have money for college and all without going into a whole lot of debt. Now, if your children are coming out of college, they're so far in debt, it's just unbelievable. And parents, don't be in a hurry to kick your children out of the house. You know, if they're sitting all day long playing video games and ain't doing that, well, then that's something to think about. But if they're working and pulling themselves together, you know, don't be in a hurry to push them out because they need that low rent. If you only charge them $200 or $300 a month, they need that, you know, that will help them save. But if they have to go out here and rent from somebody $500-$600 a month, that's going to put a big dent into their into where they're trying to go and what they're trying to do. So they need your children need your support, okay? Now, as far as the group people are concerned, as a whole group of people, as a whole tribe, we go into the story of Moses. Now, we get into the story of Moses, how he split the sea and all this stuff, and him and Pharaoh went at it, and Pharaoh was, Moses was bringing in the doggone mosquitoes and the bugs and all that to knock Moses out. We can get into that story, but the key to the whole story is at the end, how Moses and took the 12 tribes and was able to build what he was trying to build. He set up what they call a centralized banking system. This is where they got it from. It's all in the book. Centralized banking system. He set up a centralized banking system, and that allowed him to gather the money so that they can build the houses and the armies and all that stuff. You need a centralized banking system. You can put a military together. Now, call this number in. I'm gonna see how the switchboard is working. So I'm gonna have somebody else call in here. Something's wrong with my switchboard here. I should be able to interact, but I'm not being able to interact. Like I say, Big Brother play a mean game out here. You know the number? Yeah. So and we'll see what's going on. Normally I have another line over myself, but I just didn't do it today. So so this is where we are dealing with economics, okay? So as a people, we need that that economic structure, okay? Well, he got in pretty good. Let me hit this 7432. Can you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, I can hear it. Yeah. So that all right, so we're getting through here. So you just okay, so just put your hand up. And, yeah, because I'm trying to figure out what's going on while people are not getting through, but they're getting there. So I don't know what it is. But anyway, we only got about 13 minutes. But the Bible is full of codes, full of things that you can do, full of things you can get into. And the Cain and Abel story, now that was the key to understanding that there were two different types of people here. Okay. And one is the clone man and woman, and one isn't, all right? And the two of them got together. That's where we're talking about Yeti, Bigfoot, and all of that's where they came from. And I think a young brother was teaching on this a little while ago. He was talking about the blood types from Lucy and all those that have been here for millions of years. They're different from modern man, you know? So just something to look into, something that you can research, something that you can deal with, you know. Smart young brother, I think it's Dr. Ali Muhammad. He got into this a long time ago. I didn't say too much about it to him, but he got into it a long time ago. So all this stuff that you're dealing with, all the stuff that you're about is recorded, is written, everything is determined by your thought process, how you're thinking, what you're thinking, and the way you're thinking, okay? Now, I thought that I would have, I had enough information lined up here. That'd be good for the whole thing. But tomorrow, we're going to go a little further into the book. Somebody asked me a question yesterday. My elder brother asked me a question yesterday about how did I get into this type of information and stuff, you know, and I'm dealing with the teachings of Yeshua ben Bear, whom we call Jesus, the teaching of Jesus. If you read the Bible, right, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, don't read the block print. What they're thinking about, how they're explaining what they say that Jesus said. What you need to do is just read the red part. If you just read what's in red, you get a much different mindset as to what's going on, and those teachings will help you, will activate, will give you the DNA awakening. You follow what I'm saying? And from that DNA awakening, you'll be able to access information that you never thought that you knew, because there's things inside you that you know, but never you don't know that you know that you know that you know. You know, and this will get you into that. You know, so right now. We only have just a few minutes left. I want to thank everybody that's on the line, the people that's called in. I appreciate that. And we will be we'll be here again tomorrow. We're going to get a little further into the scriptures and decoding the book so that it can work better for you. And once again, I need to say this every day. You were not created. You are an extension of the universe. That's who you are. That's what you are. That's what we call God. That who can manipulate source energy for its own purpose, and you can do that. You look at the atomic bombs, the nuclear power plants, you look at everything that's being developed, you know, and you realize just how powerful you are, just who you are, and just what you can do. Now, starting tomorrow, I'm going to list 10 to 15 inventions that has come out of the black community, because the 1% that's controlling this country and the educational process is not giving us the information that we need to feel good about ourselves, you know, and they're restricting our information. So as a black person, I have to make sure that the information gets out. So every day I'm going to give up some inventions, some of the things that we've done, from the super soaker all the way up to the machine that they was using to drive on the little jitney that they was using up there. In fact, it took the brother a little while to get his money out of these guys for his invention, you know. But there's a lot of things that have been going on in the black community that they're not allowing or making our children aware of, so we have to do that, okay? And this is what we're going to do. So with this, we're going to sort of sign off right now, and we will get back in tune with you again tomorrow. Once again, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it, and I want to find out exactly what's up with the board here, okay? So love you, and we'll talk again tomorrow.